Hello, everyone, and happy 4th of July. Rachel and I decided to jump on and talk about something, I don't know, relevant. We're talking today about freedom and how freedom looks good on you, right? Freedom looks good on us, doesn't it, Rachel?
It does, and it feels even better.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So we thought that we would redefine freedom as a whole woman. And before we jump into that, I don't know. Fourth of July is like my favorite holiday when I was a kid. How about you?
I could care less.
Really? When you were a kid?
I mean,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that it's not fine. It's just, I don't, I guess maybe because I lived in New York for so long and it's just so chaotic that the last thing I wanted to do was be out on 4th of July.
Gotcha. Yeah, I suppose it's probably pretty busy, isn't it?
It's beyond crazy with just the amount of humanity. So yeah, no.
Yeah. When I was a girl, I mean, like I've always lived in Iowa, right? I took a little brief stint during my 20s and lived in Texas, and then I winter in Florida, but I'm an Iowa girl. And for the most part, that means big open fields and small towns. There's some big ones, but my parents always packed a cooler. And we would go to this little town called Mechanicsville, okay?
Okay.
And it sounds like it should be in a movie. And they had this huge open square in the middle of town center. And we'd run around with sparklers, and people would be burning those foul smelling like snakes on the ground. And then as soon as dark hit, right,
Yeah.
we'd lay out the blankets and my mom would pull out like bomb pops or something crazy and cold because it was miserably hot and we were sweaty. And we just lay there and watched fireworks for what seemed like hours. It was
Oh, okay.
amazing. But then as I got older, it's like, oh, I have to reproduce that for my kids, right? And it just became like a ton of work. So I don't get quite as jazzed about the 4th of July now as I did then, but I have grandbabies, so who knows what'll happen now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just so interesting. I think the way you grow up and the way you experience things, it kind of leaves either that lovely taste in your mouth, or you're just like, hard stop. No, thank you. It's not for me. I will not be carrying on that tradition, but
Right.
thank you.
Yeah.
That leads us into, what we want to talk about today. And I think so many women feel that stress and that obligation to carry on traditions or to carry on this sense of who we are when it really deep inside, it's not who we are. And you brought up such a simple example and the differences between, how we spent the 4th of July, but it also leads into it's never too late to change your mind. It's never too late to change your ideals. And it's definitely never too late to say, no, thank you. I'm not doing this.
Right. Exactly. And that was so many things. Like when we were brainstorming about different areas where we can feel free now, right? I mean, you and I are big fans of body freedom. We're big fans of the freedom to choose in our relationships, like who deserves the right to hang around and be a part of our lives and who has maybe earned the right to be removed. And also, like just our daily life, the freedoms we have in our daily life. When we were younger, you and I both committed to a very restricted life. And now we live and love and promote a life of freedom and joy. And so I just think the day has so many meanings for us now.
I agree with that. And it is nice to have women, especially the two of us, when we have our conversation, we're like, oh, remember when we used to feel this or we used to do this to ourselves, all based on the facts that we believed at some point or someone told us at some point, this is who you are. This is how you have to behave. This is what you have to believe. This is what you have to do to stay small. I know I'm kind of making it a broad thing, but It's a story that we told ourselves for decades and decades and decades. And one day, you know, our stories about how we kind of woke up were very similar. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, they always say and use that expression, it's like a weight being lifted off. And that couldn't be more true for me. And I know for you too, because it's just weighs you down. And if your constant reaction to something is, I really don't want to do this, it doesn't bring me joy, I really don't, but I have to, because everyone expects me to be this or be that. To find that moment in your life where you took your power back and you are able to say no is freedom, ladies. And we want that for you. And we want it bad.
Right. And, you know, like, God bless Facebook or not, right? Because all these memories pop up. And my memory this morning was that I was wrapping up a, summer body before the 4th of July challenge when I owned the gym.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that like for me, I work out now because I want to be healthy and because I want to do things. You know, it used to be that I worked out because I wanted to look a certain way. And when you live in the Midwest or even in upper Northeast, you don't wear swimsuit year round. And so, like, it was a big push for me. And, you know, I mean, like, warm weather would hit and I was constantly pushing myself to diet, to get back in my suit, you know, trying on my shorts to make sure that they didn't crawl up. And I wasn't going to feel yucky. And now, I don't know, it's just like the weight of the world has been lifted off my shoulders. And it's not that I don't care how I look. It's not, it's not that I didn't find my spiffy red shirt to match your spiffy blue shirt, you know, so we'd look festive today. I mean, you still want to look nice, but the pressure isn't on me to be bikini ready anymore.
Uh-huh.
That being said, I'm still going to put on my swimsuit. I'm still going to play with my grandson, and there's no shame. And that's like so much freedom for me.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And I think that in this era of learning to love your body, accept who you are as a woman, accept your different seasons as a woman, I think it's so valuable to hear us share our story with you and talk about how we got there. Obviously, I feel like it was an aha moment, or I woke up when I turned 40. But if I'm being 100% honest, it was like a decade before where I started questioning, do I really want to do this? Is this a part of who I am, when people say this is just who I am? And so I started questioning, even probably in my 30s, of who am I? And that's the beauty of our journeys as women. It probably takes our entire life, right? And not until we get into our 50s do we finally get comfortable with it. And that's the part of this freedom conversation that I find so fascinating. It's like, this journey, this evolution of who Rachel is, it's taken a long time. Mm-hmm. And do you feel that way too?
I do. And, you know, I don't ever feel like I've made it. You know, I feel like I'm just constantly evolving and it's slipping back, you know, one step back and three steps forward in how I feel about myself and really loving my life. And that's all a part of freedom. My relationships are better, which like we want to talk about relationships and freedom in that, but they're better today because I love myself. And that hasn't always been the case. So,
yeah, I think that's the beauty of our, and I'm incorporating all women in this. I think it's the beauty of our journey is that we do find ourselves over and over again. And for me, I think it's a gift. I love it. I love that I am learning every day and I find something new to be grateful for. And, you know, when I come across someone who is not quite there in their journey yet, mm-hmm. like my choice to be there and support you, or especially in the work that we do, you know, we come across people who are not, you know, they're not there yet. They're just starting their journey. And there's a lot of negativity. And you and I both know as wellness professionals that we have to take care of our own selves first and foremost, because we can't help anybody if we're just drained. And there's nothing worse than feeling like you don't even want to be in the same room with someone.
Right.
And I think that making that choice, especially if it's family, right? I think people have the hardest time saying, you know, no to family or setting up boundaries with family. But I would just like to say from personal experience that it's probably the healthiest thing I've ever done.
I would have to agree. I would have to agree. And so I would guess we're not going to family reunions this year, right?
Well, my family is not big enough for a family reunion, so that's not really our thing. But I am going on a family trip this year, which it has been kind of a dream of my mom's to go to Greece. And she really wanted to do a special family vacation with my dad and my honey. So the four of us are going to Greece together this September. And I'm really excited and I'm really looking forward to it because, you know, there is going to be a time where I have only my memories of my mom. And so to have something so special, I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I will be spending the day with my youngest son and his wife and my grandson. And we're going to take a little day trip and go watch a parade with my husband's sister. So that'll be fun. It'll be fun. But with the little one, it's nice because things are on our terms.
Yeah.
So it's good. And you know, hopefully we'll get some Zoom time in there with my other son and his wife and my other grandson. So it'll just be a fun day. It'll be good all the way around. So let's talk a little bit about choosing connection over comparison in our relational situations. Did that make sense? I mean, like,
I know you, so I know what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we have the freedom to choose now, just like we were talking with our family, and the freedom to do things. But, and you and I have talked about this a lot, but I feel like so many people spend life comparing with other people now. And with this freedom to do what I want to do, I also have the freedom to not post everything or make it Instagram perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you fight with that? Do you struggle with that?
I have in the past, especially when I was starting my business. It's like you have all this stuff but I kind of came to a decision about it at the end of last year / beginning of this year. It's like, I can no longer have a love-hate relationship with social media. I have to be neutral with it because I know if I'm trying to post for this and get this and do that, that's not me. That's not my authentic self. It never has been. So when I post something that is true to me and people see it, then great. I mean, it's really, social media is really for ourselves, right? I mean, you and I are not influencers. That was never our intent. I think when we post something on social media, it's for our happiness and our joy and the people who know us and love us. And for me, that's enough. And yeah. I know that's not the case with everybody. I mean, I think I've heard at some point people just really, it's like a competition. It's like, who gets the most likes? Who gets the most views? Who gets the more? Mm-hmm. And to me, that sounds exhausting. And I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. So I think it's appropriate, just like in any other life decision, to ask yourself, how important is this really? Is it making me happy? Like, what is this going to really provide for me and my growth?
I love that. I love that. And you know, that really, truly, the reason I post most of the time is because I've learned something super cool and I want to share it.
Yeah, I mean, you are supporting another person,
right?
Is a lot of your posts, which I love that. So I copy you all the time. I do that too.
I love that. I love that. Well, we are new friends, right? And we have very similar lives. And I love that we've chosen to build this friendship, but it's different. And just hang with me for a little while. But it's a different kind of relationship because, like, you and I have both kind of at the same place in our healing, and we both understand the importance of boundaries and honesty. And in so many relationships that I've had in my past, it's like I don't say a certain thing because I don't want to hurt someone, or I just automatically like it and say, yeah, that's great, but don't really engage, you know? And I really don't like the word boundaries because to me it seems like such a negative word. But talk a little bit about your friendships. And in the past, have you had relationships where you had no boundaries? And how does that compare today now that you know better?
That is definitely a great question. And I am going to ask it back to you when I answer you. I just think that just like my whole evolution of who I am and what I am, I've learned, do I need to be right or do I want to be happy? And if the question is weighing real heavy on the happiness, there's a lot of times where I don't engage because I already, my experience of that person has shown me time and time again that saying something to them, but like, hey, maybe we should start our day off with a grateful heart. What are you talking about? Nothing's going right in my life. I'm always, you know, so do I want to hear that? No. Do I want to instigate that person? No. And maybe that seems a little like I'm running and hiding, but I'm protecting myself and I'm sticking to it. I have one friend in this whole world that I can say anything and everything to. One. I love her. She is my soul sister. I feel like I feel safe with her, and I've told her that, and she feels the same about me. And then I also feel that way about my partner. Like, I can tell him anything and we can have a real conversation. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think everyone in the world should have one or two people that they have in their life like that. But then it comes to like navigating other friendships. And I just don't. Either I haven't formulated the skill set yet to be able to say, hey, stop acting like an asshole, without, you know, without getting into a fight. Cause I'm not doing that. I'm not debating with you. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not sharing, you know, put downs with you. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. 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 I'm with you.
So I would love to ask you that same question. Like, how have your relationships changed?
I was always a pleaser. I mean, that's how I grew up, you know. My childhood was good, but there were some dynamics that caused me to think that I always had to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And in being perfect, or not in being perfect, but in striving to be perfect, you just learn to keep your mouth shut. And you become a doer and a mm-hmm. pleaser and a helper and a doormat, all without noticing. And so I spent a lot of my life just really keeping quiet and swallowing a lot of emotions. And thankfully, you know, I've come full circle, and I try to speak honestly with people, but sometimes I'm honest when I feel like it will be received well. And if it's not received, or if I have that hesitance, then I just write it out. I'm a journaler, so I get it out of my body, but I don't ever bring it to the forefront with that person. And be right, be happy. I'm going to always choose happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a really great tool for when you do feel some kind of disengagement with another, another person. And that's why I'm so grateful for my honey, because I can be like, this just happened and I'm feeling this way about it. And usually by the time I'm done explaining it to him, I'm over it. And yeah. Sometimes I don't even want to finish the story because I'm like, why am I getting my panties in a twist about this? This person has no relevance. is never going to be a part of my life, is never going to bring me joy. Why am I getting irritated with it?
Yeah.
But that is something that I've had to work on, because I've learned, you know, I grew up being annoyed by people's behavior, and that's okay. That probably will never change, but letting it affect me, I think, is what I'm working on now, is that it's like, this person doesn't care that they're annoying me. They really don't. So why am I letting them bother me?
Right.
I will say, though, when I'm working out in the gym and there's still like the dudes who are clangers,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I look at them, I give them the death stare. I'm like, really? You have to drop the weight? Really? But then I'm like, again, what? Unless I go over there and say to him, dude, what? He doesn't read my mind. He can't. He doesn't know that it's bothering me. I mean, that is still something I work on constantly. Just wow. Talking myself off the ledge.
Oh, I have plenty of conversations with myself. Don't you know? Yeah, plenty. There's none of them out loud. So I figure I'm still good. Yeah. Well, okay. So let's talk a little bit about our freedom to live the life we want to, and to say no without guilt, and to rest, and just I don't know, life. Where do you find the most freedom in your life today? You're a self-employed businesswoman, mm-hmm. and now a famous podcaster and an author. And so all the things, how do you say no without guilt? And what do you do to rest and recharge? And
yeah,
just share with us.
Well, as you know, we talk to people all day, every day. So the last thing I'm going to do after my day is done is sit there and gab on the phone. Or like, I just, unless of course I know that it's pre-planned, but I can't do that. I just can't do it anymore. I can't keep going over my energy levels. And again, it's the story I tell myself, but I'm comfortable with this story, which is, you know, from 5 o'clock on, for the most part, is my time. And my time with my honey. And I want to cook our meal. I want to watch one of our shows together. I want to be in bed by the same time every night because, you know, during the week I have a routine. Mm-hmm. So I know I need my sleep. So anytime a girlfriend says, hey, you want to go do that? I'm sorry, what? What time? No, I'm not doing that. Yeah. You want to go out? What? No, I'm not doing that. I mean, no is literally my favorite word. Mm-hmm. And it's not because I don't want to be social. It's because if I've had a really heavy week of talking and emotion and organizing for someone who just can't let go of anything, I have to rest. And that means for me being quiet.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. I love that. As you know, and as you had me practice a couple of times earlier this week, I have trouble saying that word.
Say it now.
No.
There you go. Okay.
You know, it's like I explained my childhood. I explained wanting to please people, but I also grew up receiving praise for all the things I did and all the things I could do. And it's so hard to get rid of those things. It's so hard to finally say, no, I need rest, or no, I'm going to choose my family, or no, I'm going to choose a nap. And it's really been one of the greatest freedoms I have experienced. And I'm still not good at it. But those moments of victory feel so good. And yeah. So it's on my list to keep working on. I have a little bullet point journal, and the last couple of weeks I wrote the word no on there, and I'm actually keeping track of how many times I say it during the.
Are you? You know, also too, you know, I'm a huge believer in, you know, looking at yourself in the eye, affirmations, and just say it into the mirror, look at yourself in the eye, because you can't hide from yourself, right? Especially if you are looking yourself dead in the eye in the mirror, and just say no. No, thank you. No. F no. Hell no. hell to the no, like however you want to say it, just start practicing it. Because when we were both kind of trying to find that self-love, I know I used affirmations. I still use affirmations. I love them. I think they're a great building block to create this part of me that I, you know, I want to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that even, you know, I don't know why the word no got such negative backlash, but I think it's a beautiful word. It's a word that we should be very comfortable using, especially as women.
You know, I still have trouble with it. I still, because to me, it feels negative. And so what I've been trying to work on in building my no ability is by saying yes to myself. And so when I look at myself in the mirror, I remind myself that to say yes to myself sometimes means telling someone else no.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels weird, but it feels good. And so I'm going to keep on practicing.
Okay. So every time I see you, I'm going to be like, what is your favorite word? Kimmy, say it.
I'll say Kim. Kim is my favorite word.
Come on now.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're good. All right. So, Rachel, we know it's a holiday. I have one quick question, like a fun one. And I have two fun ones. And then we'll wrap up so people can get back to their barbecue.
No, I don't like hot dogs.
Oh, me either. Ugh. What's your favorite summertime fun food?
I am a burger girl.
Mm.
And now that I know how to make homemade french fries, you best believe I love burgers and fries.
Mm.
So during the summer, I make those a lot.
Gotcha.
When I go back to Arizona, I make sure that my first stop is In-N-Out and my last stop is In-N-Out. So I have it at least twice. Don't you dare.
I'm a Midwest girl. And so I've only had an In-N-Out one time. And I thought but remember, I like owned and operated several Wendy's for a long, long time.
You did.
Right. So Wendy's is my burger of choice.
All right. Okay. Burger of choice.
But I just, I thought to myself,
I can't even hear you finish that sentence.
It's kind of like when I talk about French fries in a Frosty, you know, and people look at me like, what? Of course, that's the best thing ever. Right.
No, but anyways, we're allowed to be different. It's okay.
We are. So you're a burger and fry girl. My favorite, like I look forward to like summertime holidays or summertime get togethers because somebody in my family always makes homemade ice cream. And I am not necessarily a sweet girl. Like give me some potato chips or some tortilla chips and salsa any day.
Yeah. But
if it's homemade ice cream, like with fresh strawberries or something. That's my thing. So my second fun question, what one song would have to be on your summertime playlist?
Oh my God, that is an interesting question. I don't know. I'm not really, this is weird. I like music.
Uh-huh.
It's just not a huge part of my life. So I don't like have a summertime or a playlist.
What was your song this summer you graduated from high school?
You want me to remember 1990? Really? Okay, here's this. I went and spent a gap year in Hawaii after I graduated, and Red Red Wine by UB40 was everywhere. So okay. There you go.
All right. Sorry. I just, you know, and for me, it'd be Beach Boys, right? And they are like way before me because I graduated in 86. But it's like every summer memory I have, the Beach Boys are always on that summertime playlist.
And fair.
Yeah. Yep. Somebody starts singing, let's go surfing now, everybody surf. No, anyway.
Oh my God, your audience, you just got serenaded.
I'm going to jump right into summer mode. So
yeah, you are.
All right.
So we get to fall, honey, and then it's going to be all about me.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm there. That's my favorite season.
Me too.
My favorite season.
I'm ready for it now.
Yeah. Well, no, don't rush it away.
I will.
Oh. Okay. You rush it away and I'll chase after you. Okay. All right. So freedom isn't just a feeling, right? It's a way you live your life. And I love that we talked about this today. And I love that it's not necessarily a patriotic sort of podcast today, but just really us talking about our truths and how we have found freedom in living our lives as a whole woman. And I hope that you do something fun today. Well, not today on the 4th of July, because it's not the 4th of July. But
yeah, I know that.
Well, but you know, I mean, like, what kind of lame, I don't know how to say no kind of person would I be if I was doing a podcast on the 4th of July, right?
Fair.
Okay. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do on the 4th of July? When everyone else is listening to this podcast, what will you be doing?
Staying out of the heat, probably staying in the air conditioning.
Will you be playing a board game or anything?
No. Honestly, I might be working, to be perfectly honest with you. I have a new organizational client, so that might be what's happening.
Oh, well, I will think of you.
While you're with your family eating homemade ice cream? You do that.
And I'll be sitting on a street corner with my grandson on my lap, waving to the fire trucks go by.
Okay, make sure you do the princess wave, please.
Yes, we're teaching them that.
Okay.
Both boys. They know they're little princess. Princes. So anyway. All right, friends. May you walk boldly in the freedom that's always been yours. Right?
Right back at you, love.
All right. Well, have a happy 4th of July, friends.
You too. Mwah. Thank you for listening.
Bye.